Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Well, your new title is Restless, and I'd love for you to make the distinction of when restlessness is a good thing and maybe it's an indicator of a not-so-good thing. How do you tell the difference?
Well, from what I can tell, as I've talked to a lot of women about it, the good restlessness and the bad restlessness feel very similar. You know, I've often told people that I view emotions as indicators and a compass to move toward, you know, discovering what it is that God wants to say to us. So they're not a map. A map gives you clear direction. Like, this is left, this is right, this is where you want to go on this street. But they're a compass. They just kind of go, come over here and let's do some work. And so I think restlessness is one of those feelings that we've got to, you know, view as let's go do some work over here with the Lord and with some people that know us, and let's analyze, you know, what is feeling? Is this a discontentment of just bitterness or not being appreciative or having gratitude for my life? Or is God trying to speak to me and I am afraid that it is selfish or that I'm just being, you know, discontent and I'm not even listening to it? Because I think sometimes that subtle feeling of I'm missing something. Sometimes we are. Oftentimes we are. And I'm not talking about a big something like we should adopt a child and we're missing it, or maybe, or is it, you know, I should change jobs or I should change colleges. Sometimes it's just shifting the way that we view and the work that we're doing in the midst of the roles that we already have. But I hope what this experience is for people is a chance to process that and to engage that feeling and to find greater contentment if it is the bad feeling in what they have, or be brave enough to make a change if there is a change needed.
Indeed. Very good. And, you know, I often think that discontentment and even boredom in our faith, I think two of the best antidotes are giving thanks, you know, giving thanks to the Lord, because discontentment is so much about at times ingratitude when it's that boredom, but also giving to those who have less, because I think it just engages your spiritual muscle. But let's look at the holy discontentment. Would you mind just giving a little story of a restlessness that you felt, but a fear on top of that, that sort of kept you back until God set you free?
Oh, you know, there's so many moments, but I would say one that stands out to me is I was a pastor's wife and I was a mom, and so there was this pressure and to, you know, sit on the back row and to let my husband shine and not to dream too big, and not, I think I held back. Even though it might have looked like humility, I did it because I cared what other people thought of me, and I did that because I did not want to appear arrogant. I regret that. I think of now what I'm doing, and I think of, you know, I just look in people's eyes all the time, and there's so many people that are just absolutely struggling, and they need to be reminded of God, and I could have done that, you know, with my life those years, and yet I was afraid. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with staying home and all the things I was doing, but because God had in me this passion for his people, I was disobeying him. And so I don't think it's about doing more. I don't think that's, in fact, that is certainly not what this is about. But I think it's doing what he's called us to,
yeah,
whatever that is.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.